I'm visiting here with Dan Moen, who is Vice President of Landmark Agronomy. And Dan, we want to talk about drones. That's a word that we are hearing more and more in the news. And when it comes to agricultural applications, they have a real use. Before we get there, why don't you first tell us just a little bit about Landmark Services Cooperative, because there might be some folks that are not real familiar.
Yeah, we're a cooperative that operates in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. We cover four divisions with energy, animal nutrition, grain, and agronomy. I'm the VP of agronomy here at Landmark. We have 13 locations, and we really service our grower base in northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin, along the Illinois-Wisconsin border mostly.
Let's talk a little bit about this, I don't want to call it new tool that you've got for field scouting in particular, using tablet-controlled drones.
Yeah, we started one up this spring for the first time, and we're learning together with the company that manufactures this product for us on how we can use it in our scouting program. And it's been pretty exciting. There has been some learning challenges with it, but overall, we think it's going to help us better service our customers, because we get to look at the field, and the only way I can term it is from a different perspective. When we're at the end of the field and we're doing scouting, we walk into the field, especially as the crop matures a little bit bigger, it's sometimes hard to see through the denseness of that field, and the drone really gives us an opportunity to get above it and look down into the field, and we've seen some pretty cool stuff, pretty interesting things that really we may have not seen from the ground. I'm not sure, but it has helped us to get a new perspective on that particular field or that particular grower's acres.
So what are some of the things you're looking for when you get to see the video, I guess, after you've had that flyover?
Yeah, this year it's been somewhat helpful just in the amount of water we've had and the amount of flooding we've had. It gives us, for example, a perspective of how much damage has actually been done by water in a particular field, because we can still see some of the symptomology, whether it be standing water or the crop itself looking like it's in some form of distress. I think typically when we started out the season, we are really looking for probably three things. Obviously weed ID, maybe weed specific weeds. The real benefit probably comes more in nutrient deficiency, so fertilizer nutrient deficiency, and or disease pressure, because that symptomology tends to show up in discoloration of the plant, maybe some yellowness or some spots in the field that have patterns to them that you can't see the pattern as well when you're not above it looking at the entire area. If you're looking at one row, you might see yellow plants, but you really can't tell how big that area is. But from above, you get a very good view of where that distress plant symptomology shows up.
So you've got this device, I guess, hovering up over a field. Tell me a little bit about how much acreage you can see at that point, and then how that information gets back to the tablet, I guess, so that you can look at it.
Yeah, so the drone that we have is tablet flown, so you are actually able to see on your tablet what the drone is seeing in the field. Most of the time, we're flying the drone back, landing the drone, and then looking at whether it be a picture that we took in that particular field or a video clip that allows us to see the entire area. We fly the thing, depending on weather, it's a little sensitive to wind, so assuming that we have maybe an early morning, low wind environment, we fly the thing maybe 100 to 150 feet in the air, which gives us a pretty good area of viewing. We can go higher, we tend to see that we have a little bit less control with the drone when we go higher because of wind currents, but at 150 feet, we get a pretty I'm not sure what the acreage would be, but we get a pretty good view of maybe 2-3 acres at a time. And if we're doing a video clip and we're moving through the field, we can cover a lot of acres in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. So, you mentioned the word hurry there. That makes me assume that when it comes to field scouting, besides getting information you might not see just by, we'll call it traditional scouting, that you get to see more, and that's probably a time efficiency factor in there for you.
Yeah, I think it is. There's no doubt that we can advance scout a field quicker than we can walk it. Typically, when the plant is really small, farmers themselves will use four-wheelers and dry fields and so forth, and you can cover a lot of ground. But once the crop gets above 4 or 5 leaves, you're really walking that field. And I think we're doing a more thorough job with the drone, not only in doing it quicker, but maybe viewing the whole field from the air, and then walking to particular spots in the field where we saw something that we might want to investigate further. And that helps our efficiency and our customer service, because we're more confident that we actually saw the whole field instead of maybe walking half of it and assuming the rest is just like the first half we walked.
Yeah. Once you get that information, or at least look at the, look at the data, the photos or video, then I assume if you see something, that allows you as an agronomist or your team to make recommendations for whoever's farm this is. And again, that's just kind of helping you do your job, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what I think typically happens, or what has typically happened, is when we see that symptomology, then we can walk to that spot in the field and do a closer inspection and decide whether it's a potassium, nitrogen, zinc, maybe some disease, that we need a fungicide treatment. And we can look at that particular spot in the field and then walk back to the grower or meet with the grower and make a recommendation to fix not only that particular spot, but maybe the entire field, or help to increase his yield because we were able to walk to that spot and diagnose exactly what the drone saw from the air.
So when it's tablet controlled, I got to ask, as an ag nerd, what kind of tablet are you using? What platform?
Well, we're using an iPad today.
Okay.
But we could use... you really could use any tablet. You can actually fly the thing off your cell phone. It's a lot trickier to do. So we want something where we can actually get a little bigger picture of what we're seeing. And also, it's just easier, because the thing actually flies based on a toggle on the tablet itself. And it's a little difficult for old guys like me to fly it off the cell phone. So the tablet tends to work best, and the only issue we've really had is wind. I mean, in a noon wind environment, it tends to fight the wind more than it does fly. So we need a pretty low wind environment and for it to be effective in the field.
Well, it sounds like you're just out there having fun playing with your drone and your tablet. I mean, some people would think that would be a fun job to have, I think.
Well, yeah, we had our summer interns are actually using it mostly. They're working with our salespeople to help scout fields, and I was teasing them one day that flying drones for the summer is probably not the typical internship. So they've really learned a lot and are coming back to us with suggestions on how we can make this program better and bigger in the future.
Well, that's just fascinating. We're just seeing new technology being used in so many ways in agriculture today that the general public probably doesn't know how advanced some of these techniques we're using are, and what they're doing in helping farmers become more efficient. Anything else about this particular service that you are now able, well, I guess in this technology you're now able to include in the service you provide, we didn't touch on, or you'd want people to know about what you're doing?
No, I think the goal of it is not necessarily to save a bunch of time as much as it is to better service our customers and our marketplace and to be more confident with our grower that we are doing a thorough scouting job, whether it be diagnosing a weed problem or a disease problem. And it just builds confidence that the grower can feel more confident that we are looking at the entire field. So I think the feedback we've gotten is today it's a little bit experimental. It's a little bit fun, if you will. It's a little bit something that's new. But I really believe that doing a better job for our customers is going to earn us more of their business, and this is a tool that helps us do that. So it's been kind of an interesting and exciting technology to start experimenting with.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much. That's Dan Moen. He's with Landmark Agronomy. And we've been talking about using tablet-controlled drones to help do field scouting. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.